When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Winter is coming. Escape to a tropical paradise, to something different, something better. The five-time award-winning Marival Hotels in Nuevo Vallarta. Fly nonstop. Extraordinary accommodations, superb dining and drinks, endless features, all included. Book by December 31st and save up to 45% with an instant ticket to paradise special. Get yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Make yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Nothing compares. See for yourself.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Well, get ready. The Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy, as seen on TV, is coming soon to offer free training workshops. Call 1-800-297-3902 now to get your free tickets. Call 800-297-3902 in the next 30 minutes, and Nick Vertucci, as a bonus, will send you a free copy of his Fortunes in Flipping kit immediately. Call 800-297-3902. That's 800-297-3902 to get your free tickets and learn the Fortunes in Flipping system to get in, get out, and get paid.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations. 1-877
cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Looking for family fun this winter? Join NU at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at NUSports.com. We have an answer about Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller. He is not coming back for the remainder of the season. It's only a couple of games, but he'll stay on IR after being there since he had surgery on his knee back in August. He is not happy.
It's disappointing because, you know, you want to be out there. But, I just got to listen to my body. You know, not quite there yet. And, just go from there.
It's not just him, though. He knows the coaches are as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, just like I was, myself. So, you know, that's understandable.
And so he says that he did speak with the general manager about what will happen with him next season, or he says he did not talk to him about that, so we have no idea if he will be back with the Bears for next year. At practice today, as the Bears do get ready for the Washington game, Eddie Goldman did not participate. Corey Crawford getting close to returning for the Blackhawks, could even be on Friday. He had the appendectomy weeks ago, and so he's hopeful to return against Colorado. Marian Hossa is as well. He's questionable with an upper body injury. Tonight, it is the Bulls at home. They've got the Washington Wizards in town. The Bulls are coming off that pretty great game, really, against Detroit, one of their best games so far of the season. Cleveland Cavs guard J.R. Smith will miss 4 to 6 weeks, got a broken thumb, and will need surgery. Baseball, the White Sox with a roster move, outrighting reliever Matt Perk. And in college basketball, the Bragg and Rights game. It's in St. Louis tonight. The Illini take on Missouri. Our broadcast on the Score at 5:30. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai holiday sales event is going on now. And join Mully and Hanley, Spiegel and Goff, and Boers and Bernstein on the road at the Score's holiday broadcast, real-time sports in Elk Grove Village tomorrow. 5 a.m. until 6 p.m. See the live broadcast. We'll give away great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with the Score. It is brought to you by Lover's Lane and Viking Ski Shop. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Steve in Kenosha.
Hi, Hub. I always enjoy your comments. Real quick, I'm wondering if the Green Bay Packers, is it time to move Ted Thompson up or out and promote Elliot Ness to general manager?
On who?
Elliot Ness?
Elliot Wolf, I'm sorry. Okay.
Elliot Ness is busy.
Movie reference?
Never stop fighting until the fight is done.
Barkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And our guy is here on Boers and Bernstein.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He's the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, the Score's senior Bears and NFL expert. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hub, your people are waiting. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Good. So is Frank in Oak Park, and he is on the Score.
Hub, I want to tap into your knowledge base of how NFL team management groups perceive themselves regarding something with the Bears I find troubling. In 2015, the competition for Bears GM pitted Ryan Pace against one of the chief personnel guys. I believe it was Chris Ballard. Ballard said the Bears needed a full rework of its organizational structure to become consistent winners again. Pace, who does seem like a good drafter, won the job largely for his deference to the Bears' founding franchise status. It's natural for a pro team to maintain ties to its traditions and history, but much of the official drivel coming out of Lake Forest sounds like the gridiron version of Ozymandias. The team HQ resides on 1920 Hallis Drive in celebration of the league's founding in that Ohio Hupmobile dealership almost 100 years ago. Hub, I Googled that meeting, and except for George Hallis and four guys from the Akron Pros and Muncie Flyers, all had passed from this world by the time Mannix premiered on CBS in the fall of 1966. That means they were gone from this world 5 months before Super Bowl I was played. Does any NFL franchise worship the dead as extensively as the Bears? And doesn't the team scream for a strategic rework when so much of its identity is irrelevant to people under 45? Frank, you outdid yourself for the holidays, buddy.
Oh, can I tell you, please, he referenced both Ozymandias, look on my works, you mighty in despair, and Mannix in the same call about the Bears. That's an achievement.
Dan, I should have known. You would have known what the Ozymandias reference
Ozymandias, was. Shelley, yeah, a vast and trunkless, two vast and trunkless legs of stone. I don't know it all, but I know it's about a fallen king and hubris.
I barely picked up on Mannix. But, listen, Chris Ballard is in Kansas City now, but he was in Chicago for some time before he went to Kansas City. And what he did was he came in and pretty much cost himself the job by making it clear that he wanted the job, but he wanted no part of Ted Phillips. That's what I'm told. And at the end of the day, I don't know that the guy who oversees the business or is the president and CEO is going to get fired to get a GM candidate who was not at the top of a lot of folks' lists. I think Chris overplayed his hand. The understanding that we have is that Ryan Pace last year was given complete control of the football operation. That's all he needs. The question that I've been asking, I think a lot of us have been asking for the last 21 months, does he have complete control of the football operation? So, it's hard for me to say something needs to be overhauled when I don't know exactly how it's working right now. If Pace is operating unfettered, then they're fine. If he's operating with handcuffs on or if he's being challenged by John Fox and there's no clear leadership, then yes, they need to overhaul it.
Here is Carlos in San Diego, another old friend on the Score.
Terry, thanks for 17 years. You're the best, my friend.
Thanks for sticking with me, Carlos. I appreciate that.
No problem. Hey, Hub, been a long time. It was a really black Sunday in San Diego. Next season, when the Chargers start playing football, will they be in L.A., and will Mike McCoy be the head coach?
You know, Carlos, I hate to give you what I'm pretty sure is the right answer to the first one. Yes, it'll be L.A. I think that Dean Spanos all but acknowledged that over the weekend. I think he was quoted as saying it's kind of hard not to go there at this point. I don't know if the taxpayers and the politicians in San Diego are right or not in their decision, but at the end of the day, they made their decision loud and clear, and they leave Spanos with no choice. So he's going to end up in Los Angeles. The problem they're having right now is I don't know that he and Stan Kroenke are seeing eye to eye on the lease negotiations. Apparently, Kroenke's done some things to upset Spanos, but they're going to work it out, and that's where they're going to be. As far as Mike McCoy, this is a really tough call because the Bears are now the runaway leaders with 19 players on injured reserve, but San Diego is second with 17, and San Diego, you could argue, has had the more strategic injuries, and yet McCoy has kept him playing, kept him fighting. He's won a couple more games than the Bears have. They played the Raiders tough on Sunday. The Raiders may be the best team in the AFC. I don't know what's going to happen with Mike McCoy. He and Tom Tedesco both got 2-year contract extensions, and so he's under contract. They don't need to make a move. This one's a tough call because this team is competing, and so people I talked to around the league tell me it's kind of 50-50 at this point on Mike McCoy.
Q on the north side, you're on the Score. I think, he's gone. He dropped. Oren is on the north side. He's on WSCR. Hello, Oren.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Hub. Hub, over the last few years, anytime there's been a gesture by the NFL, a symbolic gesture towards, quote-unquote, making the game safer, you've always reacted with, I would say, a fair amount of cynicism and criticism. And I have to qualify this by saying I agree with you 100%. The NFL loves red herrings and loves, making people look the other direction. My question is, if you were the commissioner, what would be sort of an altruistic and realistic path to making the game any safer, or is there simply no such thing? Do you simply have to come to terms with what you are, be honest about it, and move forward that way?
Aaron, I hate to give you this answer because, if it makes me sound like a bad guy, I'm sorry, but the game is what it is. And if you're going to continue to play tackle football, you're not going to eliminate head injuries. I mean, that's the bottom line. And so I think Dan and I talked about this 3 or 4 years ago. I think they need to acknowledge this is the game the players are choosing. We need to do a better job of providing health care for them, not only while they're playing, but for the rest of their lives. We need to continue to research ways to improve treatment of the injuries that they struggle, and players need to sign a waiver when they come into the league that they understand the risk they're taking and that they're not going to file multi-million-dollar lawsuits when they're out of the game. People who are smarter than me and lawyers will tell you there's no way to stop a lawsuit. You can always file one even if you signed a waiver, but at some point they just got to be honest with themselves about what it is, and if we're going to continue to play, this is the risk the players are taking, this is what the owners have to do to try and reward them for that risk, and let's go forward and let's stop pretending that there's some way to make it safer.
Yeah, I'm all for informed consent as well, and I think the whole idea should be to not make the game into something we don't want to watch, and I don't want to watch a safe game. I want to watch football. And because I love football, largely because it's unsafe. As long as my kids aren't playing it and I'm watching other people's kids destroy themselves for my amusement, I'm cool with that, as inhumane as that may be. Country Club Hills, Otto, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Terry, I want to thank you for
years and years and years of laughter and thoughts, man. Really an entertaining guy. You'll be seriously missed. Hub, I wanted to ask you, I really believe in my heart of hearts that Dowell Loggins doesn't belong as the Bears offensive coordinator. I believe he's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. I just can't see how he remains employed. Who might be a good replacement for him? Hopefully someone with experience. Would Norv Turner fit that? And thanks for taking my call.
Norv would probably fit well. I don't know if Norv would want to come to Chicago. There's a lot of history here with Ron. I'm not saying it's all bad. Norv Turner will have his pick of a couple jobs. He was set to go to Los Angeles, had Jeff Fisher not gotten fired, so he hasn't decided on retirement, but I know he's considering it. Greg Roman, who got fired earlier this year in Buffalo, would be an outstanding choice. And Greg Olson, who got fired in Jacksonville earlier this year, would be a very good choice because they are experts at what John Fox told us he wants to do, what his system is. I think the answer to this question, though, I don't know what John Fox is thinking about, Dowell Loggins or whether he'd make a move or not. Dan Pompey was on with Patrick and me on Sunday morning and pointed out that in his, 14 years now as an NFL head coach, John Fox has fired exactly one coordinator. He fired Dan Henning in Carolina many years ago. So I think what it comes down to, and this is actually in my column, the Sun-Times tomorrow, I still want you to read it, so I'll just give you the one line. But what I've said is that forget about firing Dowell Loggins or not. John Fox needs to do some self-scouting and some self-evaluation and decide if the offense that he has run this year is the offense that he told us was his system when Adam Gase left and he hired Dowell Loggins. Because I don't think it is, based on everything he described to us.
That's good. Using his own words, Hub. That's smart. Because he did. He stood very, very strong and he bristled and somebody said, hey, you know, you're losing Adam Gase. Oh, wait a second here. It's our offense. It doesn't leave with him. And you're right. Despite the fact that he got a little unhappy with that line of questioning, but now it might be proven that he wasn't right.
Well, he's got to decide for himself. The sad fact is there are only two teams in the NFL, the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns, who have run the ball fewer times than the Chicago Bears have this year. And that is not the offense that John Fox described to us. So I think it's up to him to determine what he wants to do.
Bloomington and Bill on the score.
Hey, Hub, last night Terry asked you about the state of officiating, and you mentioned that you weren't even sure what pass interference is anymore. My question's this. If they went back to the 15-yard penalty for PI instead of making it a spot foul, do you think that would help with some of the consistency?
Well, when you say went back to it, I don't remember a time it was that way in the NFL. I know it is that way in college. I could be wrong. I suppose maybe it was. But would it be a good idea? I'd be for it. I really would, because, you know, I don't know that it would help the officiating at all, but I think it would be more fair. I think because if you never know when they're going to call it or not on a 30- or 40-yard pass, at least limit the damage to 15 yards. So I think that I hadn't thought much about it, but I think that's actually a pretty good suggestion.
That really is, isn't it?
It is.
They say, oh, you know, we gave up 38 yards or we gave a corner's trying to make a play. It certainly changes the calculus about how you might want to defend it and say, look, if it's a critical play, you know, it's only if they're on their own 10, it's only 15 yards. You know, if it's way down the field, maybe you take the 15 and it becomes what's going to happen then is that a smart defensive backs coach or smart coordinator is going to coach it and strategize around it and say, look, in this case, don't worry about taking a PI.
Yeah, and you'd see more intentional interference. There's no question about that. You already see some of it when these guys know they're getting beaten. Sometimes that's smart because it turns into a 5-yard holding instead of getting beat on a 40-yard bomb or you're even taking a 20-yard interference. But the flip side of that is that if there was more of it intentionally done, and the officials were calling that all the time, they might be less likely to pull the flags out of their pockets and some of the ticky-tacky stuff down the field.
It's a good thought. This is Ken in Rockford. He's on WSCR.
Hi, guys. First of all, Terry, best of luck in your retirement. I hope it's a healthy one.
Thank you.
Hub, I'm a big fan. I appreciate your insight. And I'm wondering if you think there is any merit to the thought of the Bears trading their first-round draft choice to New England in exchange for Jimmy Garoppolo. Would that be enough? Would the Patriots consider that? And, Hub, what do you think?
You know, it's interesting because I'm reading other national correspondents in the last couple of days. John Clayton is one who's a friend who I have a lot of respect for over at ESPN, who's writing that the Bears and the Browns should make that deal and suggesting they could get it done with a second or a second and a third.
No.
I don't see that. I mean, everything I've heard is that Belichick not only wants a one, but he wants two of them. If the Bears could get Jimmy Garoppolo for the fourth pick in the first round, which is where they sit right now, I would make that deal in a heartbeat. Only because Jimmy Garoppolo now, with the you know, having seen him in the NFL, albeit in a small sample size, but watching him work out for a while, watching him play some games, he is a top five type prospect, whereas there are none of those in the draft this year. And so, yes, I would trade my number one pick for Garoppolo. Would I trade two number ones? No, because the last time they did that, that was Jay Cutler, and that didn't work out so well, and it also hamstrung him in the draft for the next couple of years.
So you have no question in your mind that if Jimmy Garoppolo were being evaluated as a prospect in this year's NFL draft, that he would be the top quarterback?
If we had the tape that we have now, Dan, I came back from that week in Foxborough so impressed watching him in practice, watching the way Brady was working with him, watching the way Belichick worked with him, and watching the way he played. The release is gorgeous. He spins the ball really well. He's got all the arm strength in the world, and he's got some mobility and some athleticism. So, yeah, I absolutely think. I think that if he were coming out now with what we know about him, he'd be the number one overall pick in
okay.
the draft.
Number one overall pick. Okay.
Okay.
Hub, thank you.
Yep, Hub.
Guys, have a great holiday. They all start this weekend, and I'll look forward to talking to everybody next week.
All right, pleasure over the years, by the way, my friend.
It's been a pleasure. I intend to see you at least one more time. I'll be down there on the 5th, so you have a great holiday.
You too.
That is Hub Arkush. He is the centerpiece of the Bears pregame and postgame shows that will be in studio before and after Saturday's game against Washington here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
History. The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Make your next golf outing one to remember by hosting it at one of Chicago's premier golf facilities, Bolingbrook Golf Club. This five-star layout has it all. Elevated tees, rolling fairways, incredible greens, and seven lakes. The driving range and golf academy are award-winning. Hurry, prime 2017 dates still available, but filling fast. Is a wedding in your future? Bolingbrook Golf Club is the perfect setting for the big day. From 8 to 800, your guests will be impressed. For more information on outings or weddings, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. That's bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Pat. Transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-723-0830 or go to goodairusa.com. That's goodairusa.com or call 1-888-723-0830.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like or Florida's winter, which sounds like
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Financing for 72 months on every new Kia. And grossing your Kia in...
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Well, get ready. The Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy, as seen on TV, is coming soon to offer free training workshops. Call 1-800-297-3902 now to get your free tickets. Call 800-297-3902 in the next 30 minutes, and Nick Vertucci, as a bonus, will send you a free copy of his Fortunes in Flipping kit immediately. Call 800-297-3902. That's 800-297-3902 to get your free tickets and learn the Fortunes in Flipping system to get in, get out, and get paid.
But we'll say thanks for all the good things in our lives. One of the things I'm thankful for is anytime I can get a good night's sleep. If you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here, and it's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's Inspire Sleep.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
It's your last chance to donate for 2016.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Winter is coming. Escape to a tropical paradise, to something different, something better. The five-time award-winning Marival Hotels in Nuevo Vallarta. Fly nonstop. Extraordinary accommodations, superb dining and drinks, endless features, all included. Book by December 31st and save up to 45% with an instant ticket to paradise special. Get yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Make yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Nothing compares. See for yourself.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right, Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 NBA report. Limited availability. Speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Two dedicated hero cops. Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission. Out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement. Featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
and buy it today.
Tonight, join the Scores hockey expert Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks On the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Jordan Tutu from 7 to 8:30 at Bub City, 435 North Clark in Chicago. Come meet Jordan for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, meet the Bud Light Ice Crew, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise wonder right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
All right, some quick thank yous before we get out of here for Illinois Buckets.
We thank Olin Krutz, Lars Anderson, Zach Zaidman, Pete Futek, and Hub Arkish for joining us today.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Breaking Bears news. GM Ryan Pace has been fired. Stay tuned for all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Poor big voice guy.
The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Bears news. Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips has been fired. Stay tuned for all the details.
Wow. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. Stop by tomorrow, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, and it's the last Boers and Bernstein show. And anyway.
See, that. Let me just tell you this.
Yeah.
That guy's going to be a wreck. Get ready for Terry to be a complete wreck to the point where we're making fun of it for the entire show, because he is. Now, I am committed to making sure tomorrow is a joyous celebration. I'm going to have my moments, I promise. We're going to do this. Is you, the Boers and Bernstein listener, and I and our crack production staff are going to do the best we can to get this guy through tomorrow. But he's going to make it. He's going to be fine. It's going to be a wonderful celebratory day.
All right, everybody, have a terrific night. We got to run. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Real Time Sports.
I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things. The hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
From Learfield on the Fighting Illini Sports Network, Fighting Illini Basketball is on the air. Brought to you by Carl, the primary healthcare provider of Fighting Illini Athletics. Casey's General Store, Casey's, famous for pizza. Coke Zero, it's the ultimate game changer. Coke Zero, real Coca-Cola taste, zero calories, zero sugar. The Illini Visa Shield Card, support student athletes and receive iFund benefits with a Shield Card. Apply at IlliniCard.org. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Push button, get mortgage, and buy. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Innovation that excites. This is the Fighting Illini pregame show. Now, here's the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to St. Louis, Missouri, as we get ready for the 36th annual Bragging Rights game. It's the Fighting Illini at 9-3 against the Missouri Tigers at 5-5 in the 36th meeting here in St. Louis. And the all-time series, if you count the games in Champaign and Columbia before they moved this series to St. Louis in 1980, the Illini lead handily 30-16. Brian Barnhart joined by Dion Thomas. Ed Bond is our producer engineer. Dion, here we are again in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, here we are. I mean, I'm so excited, Brian. I mean, I wish I could almost strap up the gym shoes again. I don't know if Coach Gross wants that, because I think I could only play half court.
Now, when we had Bardo before Hester and then Hester, they always said, you know, give me a seatbelt. keep me strapped in because you want to get out there and play.
You know, is that and just the emotion of being here, you know, especially after you have battled not on this particular court, but in this arena, in this, you know, this, but in this game. And, I mean, it always brings something out a little bit special, a little bit more than just a typical basketball
game.
Now,
they moved the game around a little bit, a couple of different arenas, right? Remember which one you played in?
I played in the Fieldhouse.
Yeah, the old Fieldhouse.
Yeah, and you know, I was actually talking to a guy earlier, and I told him I wish they still had the Fieldhouse. I mean, I know this is a lot better arena. It's a lot prettier. But this is so big, whereas the Fieldhouse, of course, was a little bit smaller, a little bit more intimate, which I thought, you know, lends towards a better college atmosphere.
Let's talk about this game real quick. We'll get into more with the coaches here along the way. But your thoughts on this one? Missouri's 5-5. They just lost to Eastern. How dangerous is this for Illinois to overlook them?
And that's the biggest problem, is you watch the loss against North Carolina Central,
yeah,
and then you watch the loss against Eastern Illinois, and you can, you know, fool yourself into thinking that this isn't going to be a tough game. I mean, Kim Anderson has played in this game, so you know he's definitely spoken to his kids about the importance and how much this means and bringing that trophy back over to their school. So, yes, this is a dangerous game if we don't come out and play the way we should play. If we come out and play the way Illinois is supposed to play, like, you know, you always hear me say, impose our will on a team that's lesser than us, then we should be okay. But if we don't do that and we give this team confidence, then it could be a problem.
Last three games have been decided by a total of 9 points. Illinois has won all three of those. When we come back, we'll hear from Gary Link on the Tiger Network. He's been with them many, many years. Get a preview, kind of a scouting report on the Tigers. Then we'll visit with John Gross, who is wearing the orange jacket tonight, by the way, in honor of Coach Lou Henson in this series. And then, of course, the State Farm combination of the game with Deion Thomas. All that straight ahead with the 601 tip down here by the arch in St. Louis at Scott Trade Center. We're back with more in a moment. This is the pregame show from Learfield.
All throughout campus, cross-training is more popular than ever, and so is the popularity of the 2017 Fiat 500X crossover. Engineered to run long distances with up to 33 mpg highway, built to take on challenging terrain with available all-wheel drive, and designed to get your heart racing. Fiat 500X crossover, a proud sponsor of Fighting Illini Athletics. EPA estimated mpg with 1.4 liter engine and 6-speed manual transmission. Actual results may vary. Fiat is a registered trademark used under license by FCA US LLC.
Are you looking to take control of your energy costs? Thanks to the Illinois Energy Choice Program, you have the power to choose what you pay for your electric supply. Whether you're a business looking for a fixed, reliable rate or a household searching for green energy options, Dynegy is committed to helping you make smart energy choices. Backed by power generating facilities across the state of Illinois, Dynegy is dedicated to providing safe, reliable, affordable energy. Learn more or sign up today by visiting thedynegydifference.com.
Enjoy a meal at Wildfire with great food, service, and ambiance at one of our five Chicagoland locations. Wildfire is a 1940s-style supper club featuring steaks, chops, and seafood. Enjoy one of Wildfire's signature dishes from our all-American menu, like horseradish-crusted filet mignon, Wildfire chopped salad, roasted prime rib of beef, and cedar plank salmon. Lunch, dinner, carry out, private parties, and catering. Wildfire has it all. For reservations, visit wildfirerestaurant.com.
Planning a trip to see the Fighting Illini? Stay at the official hotel of Fighting Illini Athletics, the Hyatt Place Champaign in downtown Champaign. Enjoy a perfect night's rest in a luxurious Hyatt Grand bed and a complimentary and tasty breakfast each morning. And celebrate victory with a cocktail in our bar. And be sure to experience local dining too, with countless options steps from your front door. A true local experience with a downtown twist. Book your room today at HyattPlaceFightingIllini.com.
When you buy $25 worth of Buffalo Wild Wings holiday gift cards, you earn a bonus card worth up to $100. It's like buying a new TV, then getting another TV that's either a little smaller or possibly way bigger for free. And you can trade those TVs for wings because they're a metaphor. Bonus cards. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus. Not valid in New York, Florida, Rhode Island, and where prohibited by law. For a limited time, all supplies last. Limit 4. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Your love for the Fighting Illini runs deep. You're the one cheering loudest and bringing it home. You carry the official Visa Rewards card of the Fighting Illini. You earn points every day on all of your purchases. With no fees, no annual fee, no balance transfer fee, no cash advance fee, and now no foreign transaction fee. The official Visa rewards card of the University of Illinois can't be beat. The Fighting Illini, the U of I Community Credit Union, and you, we're in the game together. Apply today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
Illinois basketball as we continue here from the Scott Trade Center. Our friend Gary Link joins us from the Missouri Tiger Network as we preview the Tigers. And Gary, I tell you what, you guys are interesting because you're 5-5, but you look at a one-point loss to Xavier in overtime, who's a really good team. You led Arizona into the second half, but then you also lose the two games at home to non-Power 5 teams. Kind of hard to explain, I guess.
Yeah, Brian, you know, young team. You know, we talk about, you know, we got four or five freshmen to play. We got four or five sophomore to play. And when you play that many young players, you're going to have an up-and-down season, especially at the beginning. And I think Coach Anderson's really trying to, you know, find a rotation. We're playing 10, 11 guys almost every game.
Yeah, finding that rotation is key. Illinois kind of done that in the last few games, and hopefully that'll happen for the Tigers.
Yeah, we really need to do that. You know, we're trying to get settled in. You know, Kevin Purrier is doing a nice job inside, and Terrence Phillips is our point guard. You know, but done, come to crunch time, you know, he's made some decisions that weren't probably the best decision. And, you know, part of the problem with this team, Brian, is, you know, we don't play many close games. You know, we either win the game by a lot or we lose the game by a lot. You know, so we got to figure out a way to be competitive, be close, and then close those games out.
Speaking of trying to figure out a rotation, Jordan Barnett now has played one game, transferred from Texas, back in his hometown of St. Louis tonight. What does he bring for you?
Yeah, we really like him. He's a good wing player, really athletic. You know, I hope he just doesn't try to come in and do too much. You know, he's been gone for a year. He's transferred from Texas, as you mentioned. You know, and I think he'll come back. He's going to help us on the wings. Also going to make Kevin a little bit better player when we have him on the floor. We're a little bit more athletic, so you'll see a lot of him tonight.
Gary Link with us for another minute or so. Who else should Illinois fans watch tonight as they watch the Tigers?
You know, Frankie Hughes is a really good shooter when he's on. And when he misses the shots, you know, he can be a very poor shooter. He's a volume shooter. He's a young man that has no fear. He missed four or five in a row, and he might make four or five in a row. So Frankie Hughes, I think, is a big key. And we got a big guy, Reed Nichols, coming off of a bad ankle.
Brock knew where everything was. We had a relationship. It ruined everything.
Every time we get in an argument, oh, well, me and Brock were here, we knew this. Well, me and Brock.
Well, you know what?
Brock,
the show is a well-oiled machine.
Get over it. He's done.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
See, now, James Ward wouldn't do that. Joey D loses his mind every once in a while, but James would not try to pull that stuff here.
We'll try and keep the infighting to a minimum tonight on the DA show. Dirty Mac in the house for DA. He was in earlier for Mr. Gottlieb. It's that time. Ask the pros. You, the listener, get a chance to ask a question via email. Some people get a little nervous on the air. I don't know, like, oh, say, the first caller of the show tonight, Jessica from California, who either had some personal issues or some phone issues, but we didn't get quite cleanly through the call. If you type out an email, that's probably a pretty clean way to do it. Shoot your question. Oh, by the way, sponsored by our good friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question there, and then be listening later in the show when Marash will pick out the email that we read, because I'm sure we're going to get 200 or 300, and he doesn't do much else during the show. So it'll give him something to do and help him actually earn the paycheck that he steals on almost a nightly basis here on CBS Sports Radio. But go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, and you can submit a questionnaire, and yours truly will read at least one, if not several hundred, by the time we get out of here later in the show.
I'm such a crap producer. You know that?
Who was that? Now, that I didn't pick up on. Was that Marash on himself? That didn't sound like you, Marash.
I've aged well. That was a long time ago.
Really? Okay. Joe D, I picked up, boom, like that. I knew that was immediately. I thought he was talking about, did the Packers lose that night? Is that why he was in that kind of a mood?
They may have.
Might very well have. But, yeah, Marash, we'll get him working. We'll get him stirring before the night is out. Phones are open. You can bug him there, too. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to Iowa. Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jody Mac, how you doing?
Scotty, how are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Let's talk about Fran McCaffrey here for a minute. Three simple words, not three, but much to do about nothing. I don't get this. I don't understand why everybody's making such a big deal out of this. You know, I played a little ball back in the day, and this contrived thing about going and shaking hands after the game, what other sport do they do this in? You know, it's, you know, football players will go after the game, and, you know, they'll go find their buddy, but they're not forced to shake everybody's hand. Why are basketball players forced to do it? You beat on these guys for 2 hours a night, you really want to go over and shake their hand after the game? I don't think so. I don't see why we have to do that, and I don't see why everybody's making a big deal about Fran pulling his team after the game.
No, I agree with you, and I disagree with you, and I'll explain. Where I agree with you is they had right to be upset what the North Dakota kid did, tipping the ball away and trying to get one more basket, was ludicrous and ridiculous. And there are rules of decorum in basketball, and in my mind, he violated them. But it has become, you're not a big fan, I happen to be a big fan, that there are rules of decorum and how you handle yourself at the end of the game, and you shake the other team's hand. I actually think it's a really good thing that you can go to war with another guy and try real hard and compete. And afterwards, you shake his hand for the effort. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and it doesn't matter. You shake the other team's hand, whether you're on the long end of the score or the short end of the score. So I'll disagree with you that it's a bad idea to shake hands. Just because other sports don't do it doesn't mean that basketball can't. And I like the fact that basketball does it, and I applaud them for it. But I'm not going to kill Fran for his decision last night because, right, if you don't do it, it's not the end of the world. It's not horrific. It's, I wouldn't have done it, and I don't like it, but I'm not going to say, oh, my God, he should be censored by the university or the conference, you look into it or whatever else. Some people have made it a bigger story than it needs to be, but I think there were dual infractions here. And when I was a kid, I don't know about you, but my mom always wanted to know who started it. Because that person was more at fault, which means North Dakota started it. So if there's 51-49 and a blame to be doled out, I'll put the heavier side on North Dakota.
Well, I'll agree with you, you know, that there needs to be a certain amount of decorum. That's good. Sportsmanship is good. But you know what? If you watch those lines, and let's face it, the very truth is the truth. Some guys are good sports, but sometimes, you know, those handshakes going through the line, those are as phony as a $3 bill. So, you know what? Again, if they do it, that's nice. If they don't, no skin off my teeth.
Fair enough. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your point of view. And again, we might be splitting hairs here. I don't think you have to stop and shake hands and look the opponent in the eye and say, great game, thank you for working me. No, it's just a quick acknowledgement. All you need to do is touch hands. Doesn't have to be a shake. Can be a quick little slap and you move on. You do the other you do it right, it's going to take you 25 seconds to touch the 12 other guys and the coach's hands, and you get back to your locker room, and you either celebrate or you figure out where things went wrong and you get better for it the next day. It's not too much to ask. I'm not going to judge a guy because he doesn't give full effort in shaking hands. It's a gesture. That's all that it is. And it's a good gesture. I like it. But I can understand why Fran McCaffrey chose not to have his team do it last night. Mac from Pennsylvania is up on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Jody Mac, beam me up.
You got it. You're in.
All right. I'm kind of twofold on this issue, and it's because it's college sports. I mean, we're looking at this. One of the things we're trying to do in college sports is we're also trying to teach some character, at least by the books we're trying to do that. So I think Fran, and I know, you know, if I'm correct, he's from my home city of Philly, so I can understand why he's going to tell his boys, hey, let's get off the court. We're not shaking hands because they're, you know, they're idiots. They're shooting the ball, doing whatever they're doing. But there's that character building. Maybe you shake the hands, and then Fran addresses that at the later time after the press conference or whatever after the game. I don't fault him for calling his boys off the floor, but I think ultimately it may possibly have been able to have been handled a different way. You know, the guy can go through the line and not shake that guy's hand. There's all kinds of things that could have been done. You know what I mean?
You and I are on the same page. When push comes to shove, if I were in Fran McCaffrey's shoes, and oh, by the way, I think I know a little bit about basketball, and I'm a coach. I coach youth girls basketball, not quite the level that Fran McCaffrey coaches, but I know I'm no coach like Fran McCaffrey, but I probably wouldn't have done what he did. But it's close enough that I understand what he did. And I'm not going to criticize him for it and say he was woefully wrong. I probably would have chosen another way, as you suggested, mention it in your post-game conference. I surely would have said something. Here's what I know I would have done, the same as Fran, if I were him. I would have gone to the other coach. When you're going through that handshake line, and I would even pull him out of the handshake line and say, listen, that's wrong. You need to talk to your kids. You don't want to coach someone else's team, but when someone does something as uncalled for as steal a ball with 3 seconds to go in an 11-point game, you let the other coach know. And he has a relationship with both the head coach and the assistant coach of North Dakota and say, you're going to talk to your kid, right? Because that just wasn't right. And you try and get acknowledgement out of the other coach.
Absolutely. Here's a quick story for you. I coach a group of kids that are in a juvenile institution. And actually, in the JV game, the past two games, I've actually had kids do that. We're up 13. They take a shot. But they don't know any better because they've never played organized ball before. So then it becomes a teachable moment for me. But I went up to the coach of the other team after the game and said, hey, coach, look, my kids don't know any better. We're just learning how to play this game. Please excuse the infraction, the ethical infraction they just made.
Right.
And they understood. But with Franny, no matter what he did, he was going to be called to the carpet any way he did it. So, and my last thought, Jody Mack, is I just want to let you know that I'm sitting next to another Jody Mack who's much prettier than you.
Oh, that doesn't take much. but I'll take your word for it that she's a very attractive young lady, and make sure you take care of her during these holiday seasons. If you're talking about kids, yeah, kids don't know all the ins and outs. You're talking about Division I college basketball, you're supposed to know the rules of etiquette for the game. Listen to my call out there for your Jody Mack, your lovely lady over there. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Is she a monkey wrench girl? Is she likes to get out there and fix the car, perchance? Or Jody, if you're still listening, you can do this for your guy sitting next to you. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Great gift ideas to fit any budget. O'Reilly gift cards, perfect for that hard-to-buy-for person. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. I'm probably a little bit of a stick-in-the-mud guy, which it actually surprises me that I'm as understanding of Fran McCaffrey's situation as I am, because I really do. I played basketball all the way through college, and yes, I've been a youth girls basketball coach for my daughter all the way from kindergarten straight through to eighth grade. I coached her one and or two teams every single year. And I have ways that I was taught the game when I was growing up, when I played, and I have tried to impart that to the youngsters that I have coached. College basketball, by the time you reach that level, you should know what is or isn't against the rules, both written and unwritten, whether it's in the rule book and how you play the game or what's going to be called by a referee, or things like the game's over, the game's decided. You don't do that anymore. As I said, I played to college, and then when I got done college, got on the air, used to play charity basketball games. We'd go out and play local charities in the areas that I worked. And we had a couple ex-college players, but there were a couple guys around the radio station that just wanted to get out and get some exercise. Weren't real good. We weren't a good team by any stretch of the imagination. But people used to enjoy when we'd come to their gym and they could beat us. So they could say they beat the WFANs, the WIPs, the radio stations where I worked. It's a charity basketball game. And one time we were out and met up with a team that had guys that all of them were between the ages of 22 and 26, several of which who had played college basketball, and they were so much more talented than us. It was ridiculous. And they got a kick out of running it up against us. Charity game where they beat us by like 40 points. And I remember that it was, I think they got to 98. I think it was like 98 to 60 or something like that along those lines. And the game, they scored to make it 98. And they finally, after pressing for most of the game, knew that there was only 5 seconds left in the game. So they jogged back on defense. They inbounded the ball to me, and in making a point, I took the ball and just placed it on the ground underneath their basket as the last 5 seconds wore off the clock. I didn't try and advance the ball. I didn't hold the ball. I just placed it under the basket. Wouldn't you know, one of their guys actually ran down and tried to grab it and score before the time ran off the clock? And it would have given him 100. They were at 98. They wanted so badly this. And I was just floored by it. Now, much like Fran McCafferty, after the game, we used to go out, and part of the charity program that we ran was we would pick a local establishment to go to afterwards. And we had a sponsor for the team that sold barley and hops, beer. So we'd go back to the local bar, and we'd all have a couple of cold ones together, and the sponsor would pay for our imbibement. We all had to drink. It was Foster's at the time, so we all went back to the bar and drank Foster's, which was not a bad thing. I was so tempted to not go that night. I wanted no part of hanging out with these jerks that got so much fun out of beating guys 10 years their elders, 15 years their elders, and sticking to us and beating us by 40 in a game for charity. Their charity. We're trying to help them raise money for their charity. And they ran it up on us. And a couple of the guys on the team, I was kind of like the guy who ran the squad and was the player coach. They said afterward, we're not going back to the bar. We're not going back to the bar. We're not going back to the bar. And I so wanted to agree with them and say, let's just get in the cars and go and get the hell out of this burg. But number one, it would have been the wrong thing to do. We would have been dropping to their level by not showing up afterwards. And number two, it was a sponsored event, and they were paying for our, not too directly to us, there was no money going into our pocket, but it was benefiting the station I was working at, and I didn't want to blow off the sponsor, because the sponsors were great. And they did. They picked up the tab for all the forces we could drink after the game. And I don't look a gift horse in the mouth, but I know where Franny McCaffrey is coming from when he did what he did last week, because when the other team shows a lack of respect for you, your first inclination is to show a lack of respect for them. Franny went there. I didn't. But I'm not going to call. And a couple of my guys from my team didn't come back to the bar afterwards. And I didn't blame them at all, and I didn't hold it against them, and there were no repercussions, fines, or laps, or suicides run because they didn't come back to the bar. That was their choice. I chose to go back because I thought that I had to. Hour down, we still got 3 left to play. We're going to go NFL next here on CBS Sports Radio. Stick around. Jody Mack talking with you for 3 more.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-591-7572. That's 800-591-7572. 800-591-7572.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed,
isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
Hi, Jason Stapleton here. Are you interested in political talk without all the rhetoric? You can find it on my podcast, The Jason Stapleton Program. We get 5-star ratings from iTunes because I keep it simple. Straight talk about the issues without the left or right leanings and bloated opinions. The Jason Stapleton Program is about American individualism, liberty-oriented discussions, and the clarity to think for yourself. Go to newlibertytalk.com and listen now. That's newlibertytalk.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my...